PIAA Championship Basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's championship boys basketball game.
Follow, no good. On the floor, who wants the ball? Good hustle. Underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's PIAA 5A semifinal basketball game is between the Abington Heights Comets and the Bonner Prendergast Friars. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. RE/MAX real estate agent Kevin Kincannon, with offices in Paoli, Westchester, and Phoenixville. Jem's Deli, home of the world-famous chicken salad, open 7 days a week in Springfield. Marty's Auto Repair, keeping your cars and trucks in top shape since 1981. Sports Specialties, custom silk screening and embroidery, making your team or business look great in Clifton Heights. CPR Restoration, when smoke, fire, or water damages your home or business, let CPR Restoration make it right again. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's the PIAA state semifinals at the 5A level. This is Dave Berman. Special guest tonight, helping out of the broadcast analyst, is Mike Quigley. He's a Delco guy, graduated from Old Yadin High School back in the day, 1981. Of course, Mike Mayer with us, and Peter Fulginetti. No Mr. Jordan tonight.
Which means our stats get killed again, but that's all we can do.
We'll try our best. Again, we're at Freedom High School in Bethlehem for this big state semifinal 5A boys game. This is the home of Randy the Rock Johnson. How do you like that? This is Randy the Rock's high school. Last week we were at Concrete Charlie's High School, Chuck Bednarik, at Liberty Bethlehem.
It's a beautiful venue, the Joseph J. McIntyre Gymnasium, inside of Freedom High School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right down the street from Liberty High School. Everybody's familiar with that. And it holds 2,800. It's 12 years old. It's a beautiful venue for basketball, especially high school basketball. And what's at stake tonight is Bonner, who you pointed out to me, Dave, shortly, a little while ago, that they're in the state finals for the first time, and they're two games away from getting their first state title.
Yeah, state tournament, first time ever. We'll get to more of that a little bit later on. Again, we're in the Final Four. It's Bonner Prendy, Drexel Hill, Delaware County, Philadelphia Catholic League, District 12, against the Abingdon Heights Comets, Lackawanna Conference, Northeastern PA, District 2. We saw them last week. They are a tough team, and they have gotten their way. We'll get to that in a moment. They lost, by the way, Bonner 25-4, playing one of the top schedules in the country, making their first trip, again, PIAA state tournament. This is the 10th season of the Philadelphia Catholic League that's participated in the PIAA state tournament.
And that's a whole other story.
Yeah, Bonner lost to Roman in the Philadelphia Catholic League championship game. That was at a packed Palestra, 51-49. Then beat Martin Luther King of the Philadelphia Public League in the 5A City Championship game in overtime, 64-59. State tournament, Bonner over New Oxford, 56-45. New Oxford down there in Hanover, you know, South Central PA. York High, they blew out York High, try to run with Bonner. Forget about that, 93-73. And Allentown Central Catholic from right down the road here in a war the other night in the quarterfinals, 71-61. Friars are coached by Jack Kincannon, Bonner head boys basketball coach from 92 to 96, came back in 2014, 142 career wins. Jack also, this is from Ted Solari, tedsolari.com. Jack was a senior star forward for Bonner's 1983 Catholic League championship team. Rodney Blake was also on that squad.
They beat Roman, who they lost to the prior to in 82. I was in attendance at the 83 game. They had Rodney Blake. Roman Catholic had Comagies, who played, who was drafted by the Nets. Rodney Blake was drafted in the seventh round by the Rockets. They both played, had good careers in the NBA. Comagies went overseas. It was a phenomenal game. Tom Gormley, I played pool league. I really didn't play us at the bench. Gormley played Division I basketball. Kincannon played Division I basketball. Daly played Division I basketball. Great history.
And you realize none of these kids were born. Their parents were probably not even of marrying age when all that went down.
But okay, that's very important.
But we have a lot of listeners that are pretty much our age in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s with this, what we've been doing here at Delco.
I got to get the music to memories.
But I'm 54.
There we go. Now let's talk about Abingdon Heights. We have a lot of listeners up there in northeastern PA. Small town of Clark Summit outside of Scranton, making its 12th straight 20th overall appearance in the PIAA state tournament, record of 16-19 in the state tournament. Also made the semifinals last year before losing a tough battle to eventual state champ Archbishop Wood, Colin Gillespie, one of those kids. Now he's playing at Villanova. So Archbishop Wood of the Philadelphia Catholic League. And they got here tonight, beating Garden Spot out of Lancaster County, 75-46. Beat Chester the game we had last week,
right,
and an epic 49-48.
Well, it was only epic because Chester came back. The Abingdon controlled that game for three quarters.
And then Chester had a one-point lead, and then Abingdon Heights pulled it out. Chester had a chance to win it at the buzzer, missed the layup.
Yep.
Northeastern York, who knocked out our Sun Valley team, knocked out our Pencrest team. Abingdon Heights blew them out last Friday night, 76-56. Abingdon Heights head coach, you met him before the game, Kenny Bianchi, 25-3, 43rd year overall. He's been here at Abingdon Heights since 1996-97, 772 wins, all-time winningest boys basketball coach in the Scranton area. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Milton Hershey Mars, who has a Notre Dame recruit, Robbie Carmody. State semifinal game going on tonight, 7 o'clock out in Altoona. That'll be the 5A state championship game, 8 o'clock at the Giant Center in Hershey on Friday night. Let's take a break. Thanks some of our great sponsors. It's boys high school basketball at its best. The 5A state semifinal, DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Once again, Dave Berman with Mike Quigley. You have a lot of your friends. I saw Andrew Hunt's Facebook page, and he pumped you up on there. We got Mike Mayer and Peter Fulgen.
I think Mike's name tonight has to be Quigley.
We'll call Quigs.
Is that okay? Quigs. Quigs is fine. Because otherwise, when you say, hey, Mike, and I go, I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, so we got Quigs here.
And we got Pete over here, too.
Right. Pete doesn't say a lot, but he's very critical at the right moment.
But I'm very good at what I say.
And he's the best-looking guy out of the four of us. So.
Very handsome.
Put your glasses back
you
on,
you will
please.
Know all the rebounds, the turnovers. You will know them all.
Thank you, sir.
Freedom High School here in Bethlehem.
On a serious note, let me just say something about our sponsors. With the exception of Sports Legends, which is our master sponsor for the entire season, our sponsors tonight, you'll hear, all literally bellied up to the bar to broadcast this particular game. We were not going to do this game because we could not go back to our regular sponsors because we're so far out of their areas. And actually, Mike was the one that contacted Dave, and then everybody called me. And they, in fact, lined up these five sponsors to specifically put this game on the internet so that the game would be accessible to anyone who wanted to hear. As you know, because you're listening, there's never a charge for this. The game will be archived sometime tonight or tomorrow morning. So it'll be on the internet forever and ever, as far as we can tell. And just when you hear the sponsors that we're going to mention or play their commercials, please, if you have a chance, go over there and spend a little bit of money, use them for services, because they put their money where their mouth was and got this game broadcast.
Right. It's Abingdon Heights. It's not Abingdon Heights. If Bonner can win tonight, by the way, they will become the 40th boys basketball team from Delaware County to advance to the PIAA state championship game. That's unbelievable. And I don't know what else more to say. Well, Chester leads the way with a PIAA record, 18 appearances, by the way.
One of the reasons when we started to design DelcoHoops.com was because there's such good basketball in Delaware County. And, you know, we come from a Haven football background for Strathaven football, which has had its years where they were terrific as well. But it's a single school dedication.
Delco Hoops was like, what county would you like to do for high school basketball in Pennsylvania? Not that we really had a choice, but we happened to live in a county that had just glorious basketball.
I agree 100%. You make great.
And we thought, you know, let's just do this. So, yeah, the fact that we've been in the semifinals and finals and PIA tournaments does not surprise me because we generally are there. Go ahead.
The 40, it's an astounding number. And Chester had a strong tradition. I was actually doing a Chester game in 2007. I had Joe Santoliquito, Inquirer writer, back in 2007. We were talking about it. I said Chester's got to win this state championship. It might be their last one for a while. And I don't know if they've won one since then, but since they were allowed in the Catholic League in the following year, I think I was actually a year later. Dave said earlier it was 2008, 2009.
Yeah, right.
And now they've won 12 championships, the Catholic League. And Newman Gretti's got seven on them, I think you told me.
Right. Yeah, Gretti's got seven.
This is Bonner's first trip. You said Conwell Egan's got one.
Yeah, Conwell Egan, Archbishop Wood last year, and Roman Catholic at the big school level. And Chester won that state championship. They were runner-ups in 07, won it in 08 over Norristown. And, yes, Chester did win back-to-back in 2011, 2012, and then state runner-ups 2013.
And a guy who vied for the Bonner head coaching job lost out to King County, Lou Beister, who's coached all over. He won science and technology, I believe. Probably about 8 years ago.
I love him. I love Lou. I love Lou Beister. Was a Bartram at one time.
Phenomenal basketball coach.
So tonight, Abingdon Heights, they like to slow it down. Very fundamentally sound. Like Hazleton, who's also in the state semifinals at the 6A level, they can shoot the ball. 2 6'5", 6'6" kids in Danzig and Jackson.
So, yeah. I'm sorry. Quiggs, what do you think? So what do you think Bonner's going to do? You've seen him play several times. We haven't seen him this year. What do you think the strategy is going to be? They got some big men.
Well, if you look at the size, it's probably quickness, but they have quickness. But I think Bonner's going to dump it down low to Johnson and Ingram. I mean, that start there and go inside out. And Wong, he had 27 the other night. Only, I believe, 3 assists and 9 rebounds. Very sneaky rebounder. I think he enjoys the game more when he's the assist man and he's playing defense. That's what makes him a great player.
Speaking of defense, man-to-man or zone?
I would probably say they go man-to-man early.
Slide to zone?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it's obviously Abingdon Heights. I think they can shoot. And, you know, if they could shoot, you're better off in man-to-man. You saw yesterday in the tournament, one of the teams tried to go zone, and they got the light shot out on them.
Yeah, we've seen a few zones that have been utter failures. But, you know, you can't be dedicated to one or the other. You got to go with the flow, and you got to defend what they're giving you.
I mean, these guys, Dave said they were quick. So, again, will the press work? That's my big question mark. Will the press work the way it did the other night? They turned over the basketball against, not William Penn, but Allentown Central Catholic Friday night in the Goggle Complex in Reading. And, they had a tough task.
Well, Abingdon Heights is not going to press. They're going to play.
No, I mean Bonner.
Bonner, right.
Yeah.
And Abingdon Heights, they have Jackson Danzig, a 6'6 senior, over 1,000 points in his career, going to play at Scranton University, Division III. His father is the head coach there. They have George Tinsley. He's a 6'6 junior, also quarterback on the football team. Danzig, they have two young guards that are really tough. We'll get to that as the game progresses. They have a 6'4 sophomore underneath, another tight end, and a defensive end for the football team for Abingdon Heights. We're going to do the starting lineups. Right now.
And real quickly, Mike, can I throw in? The girls play tomorrow night, Downingtown West. The Bonner Prendergast Pandas play tomorrow night, 7:30. Come out and support them. I believe it's Downingtown East.
Or is it Downingtown? Downingtown West.
Yeah,
where are they playing?
They're playing at Downingtown West.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure who they're playing.
They're playing undefeated Lancaster Catholic. So let's get to the starting lineups right here. We have, first of all, number 13, Ajiri Johnson, 6'8 senior, going to Ryder. This is number 21, Isaiah Wong, 6'3 junior, 22 points a game. Number 22, Johanse Garner, 5'11 senior, 6'9" junior, Tariq Ingraham, and he's a Division I prospect. And Michael Peretta, 6' junior, father head coach of the Villanova women's basketball program, Harry Peretta. So Monsignor Bonner again, the Friars, Jack Concannon, the head coach, 25-4. Now we get ready for Abingdon Heights. Kenny Bianchi, 43rd year overall, 21 seasons here at Abingdon Heights, 772 wins from Northeastern Pennsylvania, 25-3. Number 10, 6'6 junior, George Tinsley, quarterback of the football team. Number 11, a 6'1 sophomore, Corey Perkins, heck of a wide receiver of the football team for the Comets. There's Jackson Danzig, 6'6 senior, Scranton University recruit. 5'11 junior, Jack Nealon, tremendous ball handler and shooter. And I think we're going to, yeah, there is 6'4 sophomore, Mike, no relation to Moses Malone. And he's a burly boy underneath there, defensive end, tight end on the Abingdon Heights High School football squad. Let's take a break and be back with the opening tip. It's the PIAA 5A Boys Basketball State Semifinals on DelcoHoops.com.
For most people, purchasing a home will be the single largest investment they will ever make. Kevin Kincannon of RE/MAX Mainline can help you make that investment. With convenient offices in Paoli, Westchester, and Phoenixville, they list and sell homes in Chester, Montgomery, and Delaware counties. Kevin is a Bonner alumni class of 76. Call Kevin at 484-744-3532. Good luck, Jack Kincannon and the Friars team.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the opening tip. It's do or die. Abingdon Heights in their white uniforms with the blue trim, moving left to right. The Bonner Prendy Friars, Philadelphia Catholic League, in the green uniforms with the yellow trim. Tap is controlled by the Friars, and here's Wong across midcourt between the circles. There's your zone, Quigs. Zone defense are going to pack it in. They have enough size underneath. What a young, both these teams are still relatively young. Right block. Now three ball. Peretta from the right wing is good. 6 foot junior, Mike Peretta.
That's a huge key for them. He hasn't been hot all year, especially in the playoffs.
Here come the Comets back. Abingdon Heights left to right. Tinsley top of the key. Perkins right of the key. Man-to-man defense and a foul off the ball, a push foul. And it's going to be, I think, on a Jerry Johnson. You get him in trouble, but they're so deep on it.
Well, but I think what you're seeing is an official, let's take control of the game. That's a warning. Guys, you do this kind of thing, you're going to get called for it, so keep it clean.
7:21 to go, first quarter. Dave Berman, Quigs, and the gang here. There's the pass down low for Perkins. His shot off the glass, no good. Because of the size in there that Bonner has is going to be a problem. This is Ingraham. Near side, Garner. Ingraham in the lane to the basket. Up, no, and a foul.
Well, that's what Mike just pointed out about. They're going to control the game. So they're not going to allow a lot of physicality. So it should work for both sides if they want to go in the paint from Bonner.
So at the line is Ingraham shooting two. Beautiful touch. Misses that one off the back of the rim. His mother, Tynetta Turner, star player for Coatesville High School back in the day, and she played at Seton Hall. What bloodlines out there. Then you got Michael Peretta, son of course, the Villanova head coach, women's coach, Harry. Next foul shot is good by Tariq, and it is 4-0 Bonner. Across the timeline, Nealon, guarded closely by Wong. Nealon, top of the key, almost losing the ball is Danzig. He's going to fire up a three ball. Back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Perkins, Abingdon Heights. Left side, three ball, Nealon. Back of the rim, they got to make those shots. Wong the rebound. Here's Isaiah Wong for Bonner. Spins, gets it out to Peretta for three again. Too strong off the back of the rim. Good box out here is Abingdon Heights back. Across midcourt, Nealon. Left side and a foul driving to the basket. Tinsley, is that going to be two quick fouls there? Yes, it is on a Jerry Johnson. He might have to come out of the game. We have 6:23 to go in the first quarter. Into the game is number 34.
And that's Weldy, and something that Kincannon has developed a bench. Weldy didn't play all year, a lot of substantial minutes, but he's been a big, big boost off the bench, especially defensively.
He's a freshman. James Weldy into the game for Bonner Prendy. Northeastern PA versus Southeastern PA here tonight. Abingdon Heights with the ball, trailing by four. Three ball in and out. Danzig from the far wing. Offensive rebound. Tinsley for two off the glass.
If I were the Friars, I would not take any shots other than inside the paint. I mean, you got the size and the strength. Just go for it. Make them stop you.
That's a good point. I was saying about Peretta. He doesn't get many opportunities. I think he could help this team tonight.
Peretta right wing. Wong top of the key. That's an NBA three. It's too strong. Tinsley the rebound for Abingdon Heights. To Danzig. Jackson driving, short jumper, around the rim, no good, battling for that rebound. It's taken by Wong. He's smooth. Here comes Bonner back across the timeline. Near side, Wong to the basket, up, no, but a foul. Two shots Isaiah Wong.
And that's what Wong does. He puts pressure on you. Mikey made a great point. That was an ill-advised shot that Wong shot. It was about 3 feet behind the three-ball line.
Yeah, it's silliness. You got the strength in his eyes. Take some time.
That's number two on Tinsley now.
Yep.
Wong at the line for Bonner. 5.5 to go. Quarter number one. State semifinals. 5A free throw is good.
Boy, he's got a
pretty
shot.
Wong.
Another thing Kincannon really wants tonight is the free throw shooting. 35 of 44. In their four losses, they shot in the 50s. 50 percentile. Plymouth White Marsh, the free throw line, it hurt him big time.
Misses that one, does Isaiah. Rebound, Tinsley, Abingdon Heights. Youngster on the far side is Nealon. Nealon driving to the basket, underneath the basket, looking for Malone. Ball on the floor. It's taken by, Bonner. Almost stolen back by Danzig, and there it is, a steal. Back to the basket, Perkins, layup, no, but a foul. So, 6'1 sophomore. Corey Perkins to the line, shooting two for the Comets, and it pays off. They have a lot of multi-sport athletes here at Abingdon Heights. Tinsley, Perkins, along with Malone, football players.
They're all football players, so they know they're athletic. That looked like a little bit of a bailout, but I'm over here.
A couple of months ago, they lost one of their starters. Tremendous player, 6'2 junior, and another good football player, Trey Kohler, with a leg injury, so he is done for the season. Two free throws by Corey Perkins. 5-4 is the score in favor of Bonner over Abingdon Heights.
Yeah, Bonner's got to stop with the three-point nonsense and get into there and take their shots.
Freedom High School in Bethlehem. It's Wong between the circles. Good defense on him, getting it out now to Weldy. Right side three ball is up, skims the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Ingraham, and he goes in for the jam. Tariq Ingraham.
I like him. He gets the basketball, goes right back up.
And Mike Malone lost sight of him, and he just turned around and dunked it on him.
Nealon down low, Malone, and he's going to be called for a travel. Just the size.
Just getting back to Ingraham, 6'9", averages 14 and 10, and a lot of teams sniffing. He hasn't decided. He's only a junior.
Yeah. Dave Berman with Quigs.
Is he still growing? I'm sorry.
And Pete Colgenetti back with the ball is Garner.
He's in the 99 percentile.
6'9", yeah. I hope not.
Garner in the lane, right wing corner, Weldy for three. Got it.
Wow, if they get that from him, he's not in there to shoot.
He looks good, though. Nice form for...
Like you said, he's only a freshman.
James Weldy. Under the basket, getting it out now. Right side, here is Tinsley for three. Yes! George Tinsley for the Comets. It's 10-7 Bonner.
This team looks like they're scrappy. Allentown Central Catholic, very scrappy. Smaller, but scrappy. Hung with Bonner for a while the other night.
3:52 to go. First quarter, live from Bethlehem on DelcoHoops.com. Garner left of the key. Top of the key. Stops, pops. Too strong. Weldy the rebound and almost stolen away. It is stolen away by Abingdon Heights. Great effort there by the Comets. Nealon. It is Tinsley, left wing corner. He's only a junior. Out to, I believe that's Nealon on the far side. Nealon's a junior.
They have five
for Danzig. There's a give and go, lay it up and in Malone.
Friars completely lost sight of that.
Great coach.
Five seniors, five juniors for Abingdon Heights. They have a little bit of experience over Bonner.
1 point lead, Bonner. 10-9. Bonner Prendy. Garner right side. Loses the ball. It's on the floor. It's picked up. Abingdon Heights again. They are scrappy. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Comets. It'll go with Bonner Prendy.
Really?
And here comes Mahir Sharif. He averages 4 points a game. Good basketball player. Very good defensively. Coming off the bench for Kincannon. He's only a sophomore.
Absolutely. He's got game. Bonner, Prendy with the ball. Sharif down low. Wong off the glass with a left hand for two.
He's got great patience.
Showed his versatility with his left.
Averages 22 a game. Abingdon Heights coming back now with Nealon. Right wing, Tinsley. Tinsley is going to be called. That's a reach-in. And the Bonner fans not happy about that. That's on Weldy.
That was a little ticky-tacky. That was, I don't know.
They're trying to control it, Mike. You made a great point.
Yeah,
now
but I think that could have gone. I mean, it's, you know, you're not threatening any. But whatever. It's their call. They're the ones on the court.
14 fouls. We'll get to that. Here's a long NBA three by Danzig. No good. Rebound, Sharif. Sharif throws the ball away on the near side. We have 14 fouls here on Bonner so far. 2:29 to go in the first quarter. Just two on Abingdon Heights.
You got to show some patience there. Ill-advised. He didn't have a break, didn't have numbers. It was basically a 2-on-4.
Well, he looked behind him, and then he turned to pass, and he just never locked in. It in.
Good back pass. Comes, yeah, the Comets. Trying to get, they've never been, well, the last year they were in the semis, and this year before that, couldn't get that far. Now it's Nealon. Right side, Perkins. Cross court, Danzig. Good ball movement in the block. Floater, yes, by George Tinsley, 6'6 junior. He's got 7 points.
We're locked up in a tight one.
1 point lead. Bonner with the ball. Bonner Prendy, merger a few years ago. Right wing corner again. Three ball, Weldy, no good. Sharif battles for the offensive rebound. Getting it out now to Peretta. Peretta thought about it. Force, that's not a great shot attempt. Good defense in there. It's no good. And the rebound is taken by the Comets and Nealon.
Peretta's trying to find his way.
Tinsley from the left wing corner. Rims out. No good. Perkins, the rebound. They get it out now. Here's that's Tinsley going to the basket. Good and a foul. George Tinsley. Absolute animal.
Well, he attacked and did the right thing, especially if they're going to be calling these fouls. But I think that's a no call.
Really? I thought that was a good call. Okay.
He was standing. He was set, but he wasn't set straight up. I just thought you could let that go. You got to give the guy the spot to land.
Abingdon has been moving the ball much better than Bonner. And I think, Mike, you're right. Bonner's taking too many three-point shots. They really got to take advantage of their size underneath, and they're not doing that.
George Tinsley, 6'6 junior, in this quarter. I've got him for 10 points already. 14-12 is the score in favor of Abingdon Heights with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Wong looks to penetrate, floats it up around the rim. Good and a foul by Isaiah Wong. Ties the game at 14. Another foul.
Allentown Central Catholic took a one the other night. After that, Bonner took the lead, never relinquished it. We'll see what happens tonight.
We'll see what happens. That's right.
Jack Nealon, that's his first, team's third. Wong, nothing but net on the free throw. Isaiah, 6'3", junior with six. 1:12 to go first quarter. Back comes Abingdon Heights down by one. They're going to battle the whole game. Here to the far side, Nealon. Left of the key, Tinsley. Looking down low, Perkins. Shot in there, blocked by Ingraham. Here comes Bonner Prendy. The Friars to the basket, underneath the basket. Getting it out now is Sharif, right wing corner. 49 seconds to go, first quarter. Foul line now to Rooley into the game. That's going to be a tie-up. It's a clean block. Possession arrow goes with Abingdon Heights. That's, we have to pronounce his name. Is it Kobe Rooley?
I tell you what Bonner may not be used to. You're talking about scrappy. Abingdon is scrappy times 10. They just won't leave you alone, and I think you're seeing some of that with the problem with ball handling. Everybody is on top of them at all times.
Very disciplined. Tinsley driving to the basket. Down low, Malone. He misses the easy layup. Oh. Does Malone, the 6'4 sophomore, rebound to the Friars. 22 seconds ago, first quarter, Friars by one. Matthew DeGeorge of the Delco Times sitting right next to us.
Malone might have got a little intimidation with the shot blocking ability of Ingraham.
All right, down to 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Wong way out high, guarded by Perkins. Wong penetrates into the lane, left side, three ball block, but a foul. Perkins says no, but it's going to be three shots. Foul on the Comets. 6'1 sophomore Perkins, three free throws for number 20, Kobe Rooley. Tell me more about him, Quiggs.
I haven't seen him play. He's the first time he got off the bench since I've watched him.
And now he's in the state semifinals, and the free throw is up and good. Six classes in Pennsylvania. This is the, you know, we have 6A, the biggest schools, 5A and down.
Usually Mihir Sharif, Donovan Rodriguez, and unless Rodriguez got his jersey stolen or something, and he's wearing 20 tonight. But I guess I don't see Weldy's now off the bench too. That's the first time I've seen him play all year.
Johannes Garner.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's related to Shep. The Chester boy playing at Penn State, went to Roman Catholic. Another free throw here for Rooley. He looks good at the foul line. Nice and smooth. I jinxed him there. He misses it. Rebound with 1 second to go. And from way down, way off. However, good ball game. PIAA 5A state semifinal. Boys basketball. Monsignor Bonner, let's call him. 17 and Abington Heights 14 on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or simply a dessert, you won't find a better deli meal than Jem's Deli in Springfield. Great homemade food without the effort and home of the world-famous chicken salad. Jem's is open 7 days a week. They have catering services as well, right on Woodland Avenue in Springfield. Give them a call at 610-394-9067. Or better yet, visit them today. Mm-mm-mm.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
PIAA 5A state semifinals, final four, baby. Winner takes on either Milton Hershey or Mars. That game started at 7 o'clock. Maybe we can get a score on that one. That'll be the championship game, 5A, 8 o'clock, Friday night, Giant Center in Hershey. Pete.
Yep, Dave. After one quarter, both teams have two turnovers. There's seven rebounds for Bonner, nine for Abington. Also, five of those nine are off the offensive glass for Abington.
That's going to be a big help.
We begin the second quarter. Monsignor Bonner leading at 17-14, and a foul off the ball. It's going to be on Perkins. That's his second on Abington Heights.
Crowd's not real happy about that one.
The way they're calling the game,
each team five fouls.
The way they're calling the game, the referees, the player, and the coaches and the players, they want them to do it the whole game.
Foul line, running jumper, no good. Put back follow is good by Ajiri Johnson, who is in foul trouble. What a freak he is, going to Rider University.
About a foot above the basket when he got that
Unbelievable.
Ball.
Unbelievable. 5-point lead for the Friars. Perkins driving right wing, right of the key now to Nealon. Left of the key, left wing, Tinsley. Getting it to Danzig, held scoreless so far. Jackson at 38 the other night. State quarterfinal win. Top of the key, Nealon. Far side, Perkins. Perkins only a sophomore. Here is it partially blocked. Underneath, put back. No good by Tinsley. And a foul in the backcourt on Abington Heights. Danzig is being... That's a great coaching job by Jack Concannon here, as Jackson Danzig, 6'6 senior, has been nullified so far.
Excellent. You know, you said he had 38 the other night. Now he has nothing. The man-to-man defense, the pressure is absolutely showing right now.
Slowly back across midcourt, Isaiah Wong. Bonner Prendy right to left here in the first half. This is Ingraham, big fella, big mismatch problem. Floater, no good, and the rebound, Abington Heights, they dodge a bullet there. The Comets, Danzig. Danzig getting it far side to Perkins. Guarding him is Johnson. They take him away from the inside spot. Tinsley stops, fires, back of the rim to Strong. Ingraham, the rebound, 6'9 junior for the Friars, DeWong. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Wong driving all the way to the basket, lays it up, and he's a thoroughbred. And a timeout called by Kenny Bianchi and Abingdon Heights. 6:18 to go in the first half. It's now Monsignor Bonner, 21, Abingdon Heights, 14, the state semifinals on DelcoHoops.com.
Your car is a huge investment. Don't trust it to just anyone. Marty's Auto Repair has been in business since 1981. Located right in Primus on Oak Avenue, Marty offers full auto service including 24-hour towing and a complete body shop. To schedule repair or general maintenance, or if you need a tow, call 610-622-7800.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
21-14, Monsignor Bonner over Abingdon Heights. Number 20, by the way, is not Kobe Ruley. Number 20 is Donovan Rodriguez.
As I suspected.
So, thank you, Matthew DeGeorge, Delco Times, for that. Abingdon Heights with the ball. 6 minutes to go before halftime. Danzig, right block. Quickest cats the Bonner Friars, driving baseline into the game, losing the ball.
Wong's hands right
is
there.
Alex Derry, 6'1 senior. Back they come, the Friars again. That's offensive foul on Wong.
Yeah,
that's going to be his first team foul, number six.
Yeah, the way they're calling the game, absolutely offensive foul. He might have sold a little bit better, but Wong didn't have to do that. He could have pulled up and shot his jumper right there. Likes to get it in the paint deeper.
Bonner Prendy, 21, Abingdon Heights, 14. Tinsley, far side. Top of the key, Malone. Right side, Nealon. Nealon guarded closely in there by Garner. Left of the key, Danzig. Drives to the basket. Left-hand layup is good. Jackson Danzig is first two of the night.
First basket of the night. Beautiful left-handed move. Got by the big guy, too.
Going to play for his father, Carl, at Division III Scranton University. 5:15 to go. Second quarter. This is Sharif, top of the key. Garner all the way to the basket. Floater around, no good. Ingraham gets the offensive rebound and scores. He's just too tough.
Ingraham's lucky. They could have caught him from over the back there, the way they've been calling the game.
5 points for Tariq. Mom, a star, Coatesville. The Lady Red Raiders back in the day. Here's Derry, top of the key. Abingdon Heights back. Trailing by seven. Tinsley driving. Pull up jumper. Yes, again. 12 points for the 6'6 junior, George Tinsley. He'll be their go-to guy next year.
He shows his athleticism there. Gets to the spot very easily for him. It gets special against some fast guards on Bonner.
Bonner by five. Short jumper. Back of the rim. Too strong. That was put up by Sharif for the rebound. Tinsley. Tinsley to Danzig. Jackson Danzig. Right side. Down low, Malone. Malone gets it now, top of the key, firing up an NBA three. It's too strong off the back of the rim. That was by Nealon. Here come the Friars, flying back to the basket, off the glass. No, put back Ejiri Johnson off the glass. What are they going to call, out of bounds?
Went out of bounds.
Went off the support above the basket, checking back into the game for Bonner is number 33, Michael Peretta. And he had a big three ball in the first quarter. Dave Berman, Quiggs, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulgenetti, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Abingdon Heights with the ball down by five. Tinsley, top of the key, Malone. Right wing, Nealon. Nealon, right block to Danzig. Pull-up jumper, no good. Battling for that rebound. It's Bonner getting it. Johnson, Ejiri to Wong. Wong is 8 points, three ball, top of the key, nothing but net, Isaiah Wong.
Well, Kincannon has another guard in there. He wants him off the point. He wants him to rest. He won't come off the floor, Wong. He's unbelievable defensively, as good as he is offensively.
He looks like he could be one of the best players in the country, that kid.
Yeah.
And he's only a junior.
Yes. Heavily recruited, Xavier, Nova, Temple.
This is Tinsley. 8 point lead, Bonner. Three ball from the left side. He's got it. Number 23, Jack Nealon.
I was going to say, that's their first three, I think, to go tonight. They missed three or four. They were very close. That's their second of the night.
Tinsley had one in the first quarter. The lead is now down to five, just like that. 26-21, Bonner.
They're showing how scrappy they are.
2:55 to go. Down low mismatch. Underneath Johnson foul. The Rider, Division I recruit, to the line, shooting That is Ajiri Johnson. And these are all great young men. I met him a little bit last year before the game, a couple of the kids. But what a class program Bonner has.
The best thing about Ajiri Johnson, he could shoot zero times in a night. He wouldn't even remember. He loves playing defense, loves rebounding, block shots. Phenomenal.
Free throw is good. He's got nice touch, man.
35 of 44 the other night, as I pointed out from the line. That's when they're really good. When they get to the line and they shoot the free throws, they bend their knees.
All right, Donovan Rodriguez is wearing number 20 tonight. I guess normally he's number 4. And he's only a sophomore. He's back into the game. 2:52 to go in the second quarter. Free throw no good. Rebound Danzig. And back they come slowly. Left to right. Abington Heights from northeastern PA, suburban Scranton. Tinsley between the circles. Danzig. I tell you, he is in his grill, Rodriguez, in Danzig's grill. Down low, there's another steal. And we have a foul, a late foul called on Bonner. It's going to be 1-1, too.
Might be Johnson's third.
We'll see who they call it on.
Ingraham.
His first. Oh, second. Number two on him, excuse me. So 17 fouls on each squad. Back into the game, the freshman, James Weldy for Bonner. And Tinsley at the line, 1-1. 12 points for George so far. Abington Heights shoots it with the right hand. And that's a lane violation on Abington Heights. Who jumped in?
Malone.
No, it was Derry, I think. Or was it Malone? Did you see? And that is something you very rarely see with Abington Heights.
Well, except that they're walking up against trees, which is probably the anxiousness.
All right, 2:30 to go in the second quarter. We're live on DelcoHoops.com on this Tuesday night from Bethlehem. Peretta, left block to Ingraham, gets it out wide open. Jumper, Weldy, no good. Good box out there by Alex Derry. Abington Heights, 6-point lead for the Friars. Danzig, right wing. Danzig looks to penetrate with a left hand. No, but a foul. And Rodriguez says, forget it. Ref, I didn't foul him, but they called on him. He'll go to the line shooting two.
Make sure our listeners don't think we're in a twilight zone. Dave said it's Tuesday night. It's really Monday night.
Oh, it is Monday night.
Yeah,
my gosh. Okay.
He's been on vacation for 4 days.
Yeah, really? Man. All of our games, by the way, are archived. Free throw up. Rattles at home.
I think Rodriguez only knows how to play defense one way, and it's up in your shirt. He wants to know what cologne you're wearing, whatever you want to. He's very good off the bench.
2:03 to go, second quarter. 6'6 senior Danzig again. Nothing but net. 4 points for Jackson, all here in the second quarter. It is 27-23. 4-point lead for Bonner Prendy of the Philadelphia Catholic League. This is Rodriguez, left of the key. In that matchup zone, kick violation, whatever it takes, Danzig tries to get it done. It'll be Bonner ball near side. Wong to inbound, front court. Ingraham out high, Rodriguez to Wong into the lane. That's a tough shot to make off the glass, no, but they bail him out with a foul. Coach Bianchi and the Abington Heights fans livid.
Yeah, I didn't really see the foul. I didn't have a great view. The ref's right there. You got to. That's how they're calling the game. Like I said, the coaches, the players just want them to call the same second quarter and the fourth quarter.
Third foul on George Tinsley. Wong, free throw, good. Smooth operator is Isaiah Wong.
Yeah, it was
Bonner.
14 of 16 the other night on the line. 18 of his points were in the second half when they needed him the most.
Garner back into the game. By the way, Bonner Prendy is a combination of the former Monsignor Bonner School for Boys and Archbishop Prendergrass for Girls. Next free throw is no good. There you go.
28-23.
5-point lead. Friars. Nealon dribbling to the basket. Up. Good and a foul. What skill he has. Jack Nealon.
That was a great fake. A whole body fake, and he went right around him and he just threw off the defenders. They had no choice but to try to block it out.
Johanse Garner with the foul. 19 fouls on the Friars. 1:29 to go, second quarter. Nealon at the line can cut it to a 2-point game, and he does. Jack Nealon, they went to the state semis Abingdon Heights last year, for the first time ever, lost very tough game to Archbishop Wood, the eventual state champs. Slowly back the Friars. Left wing three ball, Wong. No good. Over the back foul on Weldy. So it'll be two free throws for Abingdon Heights that can tie the game.
You think there's been a lot of fouls called, but not really, because there's only a minute left and they're in the bonus. It's sort of how it goes. So,
and 6'1 junior, did not see him against Chester last week. Drew Nealon at the line, shooting two. And not sure if Jack is his brother. Free throw, no good.
It looked like Weldy jumped his first time. He jumped straight up. The second time, he might have reached over his shoulder.
Taking Tinsley out of the game. Wise move by Coach Bianchi.
Absolutely.
28-26 Bonner. 1:12 to go, second quarter. Next, rattles it home. Drew Nealon. What experience for him. Abingdon Heights, they'll be back again next year. The Friars come back with a one-point lead, 28-27, 1 minute to go. Second quarter, Peretta. They weave the ball around. Sharif, the Garner, loses control of the ball. Far side, Rodriguez. Right wing corner, Peretta to Rodriguez. Great defense there, Quiggs.
Absolutely. They're playing phenomenal. They're matching them man for man, and the speed of the Bonner Friars, the guards, and they're staying right with them. You got to really tip your hat to Abingdon Heights. And they like Wong off the ball.
Yeah. 30 seconds to go. First half. 28-27. Bonner with the ball. 1 point lead. Standing ovation. A lot of fans here.
I would try and set a pick for Peretta right now. A
lot of fans from the small town of Clark Summit, down to 18 seconds to go. Quarter number two. Way out high with the rock is Sharif. Here's Wong now between the circles, guarded by Nealon. 8 seconds to go. Wong fires up a three ball. No, but they bail him out again with a foul. I didn't see a foul there.
He
jumped
straight up.
It's going to be on Abingdon Heights.
Yeah, he came down. He landed on the guy's foot. I didn't see a foul.
Yeah, the contact was down low, below the knees.
So Wong at the line shooting three. He's missed two free throws already. 6'3" junior. Makes that one. Wong has 7 in the quarter, 13 for the game.
2-point lead for Bonner.
29-27. We'll get two more. Makes that one.
I'm friends with a lot of refs. They say there's got to be a car wreck. End of the half. Pete said he saw contacts at the legs. Don't call that.
When he came down is when you saw the contact?
Yeah, when he came down, from right around the knee area, but he was on the way down when he got hit.
Wong again. Trifecta there. All three foul shots made. Checking in Chris Haynes, 6'1 junior for Bonner Prendy. 2.7 seconds ago, second quarter. 4-point lead for Bonner. They get the ball into Nealon. Nealon from three quarters court.
Wow.
Too strong off the glass. We go to halftime. The PIAA 5A boys basketball state semifinal game. Freedom High School here in Bethlehem. Your score, Monsignor Bonner. From the Philadelphia Catholic League, 31, Abingdon Heights, Northeastern PA, 27, DelcoHoops.com.
When disaster strikes your home or business, call CPR Restoration. They employ highly trained staff who will guide you through every step of the recovery of your home or business with respect and compassion. It is their goal to make an overwhelming situation an easy experience. Call Brian Dunphy at 302-384-1629. You'll be glad you did.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday.
Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or simply a dessert, you won't find a better deli meal than Jem's Deli in Springfield. Great homemade food without the effort and home of the world-famous chicken salad. Jem's is open 7 days a week. They have catering services as well, right on Woodland Avenue in Springfield. Give them a call at 610-394-9067. Or better yet, visit them today. Since 1991, Sports Specialties in Clifton Heights has made your team or business look good.
They offer full service, high quality screen printing, and embroidery services. They can handle everything from your next sporting event to your next business meeting. Give them a call at 610-626-7131.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the home of Randy the Rock Johnson. It's Freedom High School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. What a game. Monsignor Bonner, the Friars, Philadelphia Catholic League, leading over Abingdon Heights, the always scrappy northeastern Pennsylvania boys, coal country, semi-coal country, 31 for Bonner. And 27 for Abingdon Heights. Matthew DeGeorge, Delco Times.
Speaking of the Rock, Matthew DeGeorge. They look in a mirror, they look like twins.
Absolutely.
So Abingdon
I'm
Heights.
I'm hard-headed. That's as far as we'll go.
They've had some battles with Delco teams over the years, including Chester. Now you get a chance to see them up front.
Yeah. They're a scrappy team. They don't play a lot of guys. I think Bonner will be happy in that first half, keeping Jackson Danzig quiet. He's a very good scorer, although George Tinsley did have a very strong first half there with 12 points. So all in all, I think pretty much the kind of cagey first half I would have probably expected from a game like this.
The comment was made that when Abingdon got ahead, that what was it, last week, Quiggs, that
Allentown Central Catholic
got ahead once and then they were buried.
Right.
Of course, they're not. Abingdon certainly isn't buried, but it'd be interesting to see how the second half is. We've been talking a little bit about the officiating. They've not sort of let him play, but they try to make almost warning decisions about, look, we're not going to let this get out of hand.
It's a lot of hand-checking, a lot of stuff like that. The rhetoric, I think, gets a little tired sometimes from teams from southeastern PA that come out to the middle of the state or other parts of the state and say that they don't allow a lot of physical play. I think they're allowing some stuff on the lane, yeah. But if you're going to put your hands on a defender when he's running at you, that's what they're calling. And a lot of times, once you drop the hands and you put your hands on the guy, they're going to call that. So hopefully both teams are going to be able to adjust, and we'll get some good physical basketball around the around the hoop, but not as much of the checking and not as much of the hand check
stuff. All right, so if you're Abingdon's coach, what do you tell him going in with a four-point deficit?
I think if you're Abingdon's coach, you're going into halftime saying, listen, we're right with this team, and Jackson only has 4 points. He's a guy that I know can score a lot more. Certainly Chester knows how much he can score over the last 2 years. Tinsley provided a big boost there. They got a couple. They got that 1 3-pointer from Jack Nealon, which was a boost, 6 points from him. I think Danzig's going to try and be a little bit more aggressive in the second half, look for his shot, but also create off of that. He did have, one assist and a couple other times that he passed out of the post well. It'll be interesting because Johanse Garner is a very good defender to see how much they want to post him up and how much they want to move for that. On the other side, for Bonner, they have the height advantage down low.
Right.
It's the same conversation that I had with Jack and Cannon after the Allentown Central Catholic game, is you got to go in and pound the post.
Yes.
Because you have that advantage.
Right.
You have big men that are, Tariq Ingram's a pretty decent passer with some good hands out of the high post against the 2-3 zone. They did it well against Allentown Central Catholic in the last game, where they came out right out of the halftime break and pounded the ball down low to Johnson, to Ingram. They each had 5 points in the third quarter in that game, and that shifted the control of the game. So I think that's what they have to do now, is let Ingram get somebody, whether it's Danzig or whether it's one of these guys like Perkins or Tinsley that's in some foul trouble, put him on his hip, let him back him down, and then see what he can create off of that, whether it's with shooters and things like that.
All right, Matthew DeGeorge, thank you very much, man, and thanks for the update on Rodriguez there. A little number change at the end. So, again, we're halftime, 31-27. It is Bonner over Abingdon Heights in the state semifinals. DelcoHoops.com.
For most people, purchasing a home will be the single largest investment they will ever make. Kevin Kincannon of RE/MAX Mainline can help you make that investment. With convenient offices in Paoli, Westchester, and Phoenixville, they list and sell homes in Chester, Montgomery, and Delaware counties. Kevin is a Bonner alumni class of 76. Call Kevin at 484-744-3532. Good luck, Jack Kincannon and the Friars team. Your car is a huge investment. Don't trust it to just anyone. Marty's Auto Repair has been in business since 1981. Located right in Primus on Oak Avenue, Marty offers full auto service including 24-hour towing and a complete body shop. To schedule repair or general maintenance, or if you need a tow, call 610-622-7800.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor.
Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports. Baseball, football, basketball, and more. On display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919. Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. REMAX Real Estate Agent Kevin Kincannon, with offices in Paoli, Westchester, and Phoenixville. Gems Deli, home of the world-famous chicken salad, open 7 days a week in Springfield. Marty's Auto Repair, keeping your cars and trucks in top shape since 1981. Sports Specialties, custom silk screening and embroidery, making your team or business look great in Clifton Heights. CPR Restoration, when smoke, fire, or water damages your home or business, let CPR Restoration make it right again. Now back to the second half with Dave Bourbon, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, back here at Freedom High School in Bethlehem, your halftime score, Monsignor Bonner, 31, and Abingdon Heights, 27. Dave Bourbon, now let's go to Pete Fulginetti.
Thank you, Dave. Second quarter was played very evenly. At the end of the first quarter, Bonner had 7 rebounds. Now they have a total of 12, which is 5 more for the second quarter. Abingdon had 9, and they added 5 rebounds for themselves, so they have 14. Turnovers. We had 2 at the end of the quarter for Abingdon, but they have 4 at halftime. And Bonner only had 1 extra turnover in the second quarter for a total of 3. Just a side comment I'd like to say. I believe for Bonner, Jerry Johnson and Tariq Ingraham have to get more involved underneath. I think they're not taking advantage of a 6'8" and 6'9" in height. If I'm Bonner, I go inside more and I challenge the Abingdon inside, because Abingdon can hit those outside shots, and so can Bonner, but I think that inside presence they're not taking advantage of.
The winner of this game goes to the Giant Center in Hershey, 5A state championship. That'll be 8 o'clock on Friday night against either Milton Hershey from the Harrisburg area or Mars, the Planets, from Pittsburgh. And at the half, it's Milton Hershey, 37, Mars, 26.
Well, that's a game still. Not as much as good a game as this is.
Yes. Abingdon Heights, by the way, trying to become the first school from northeastern Pennsylvania in District 2 to advance to the PIAA Boys High School Big School State Championship game since Hazleton in 1993. Now Hazleton at the 6A level tomorrow has a chance to make it if Abingdon Heights can win this game, make it 2 of those teams. And, of course, the last Delaware County boys basketball team to make it to the PIAA State Championship was in 2015, 3 years ago, when Archbishop Carroll lost to Newman Goretti 69-67. So that's what Bonner's trying to do here tonight.
And the keys to the second half, I think Pete made a great point. Go down low, and that will be a product of moving the basketball a little bit better. When Wong doesn't have the ball in their hands, they tend to turn it over a little bit more. They got to eliminate the turnovers. One thing, Abingdon Heights, I think the threes are going to fall for them at some point. They missed a couple that looked like right in line, back of the rim, back out. And another thing, Abingdon Heights is sneakily, nobody's brought it up at all. They've gotten back on defense. I don't think the Friars have any fast break points.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think the Friars are used to a team that's going to stick to them like Abingdon Heights does, and I think that's what's you're seeing some ball handling that's been questionable, and I don't think that's just that they've lost their ball handling skills. I think they feel like they've got somebody stuck to them like glue.
Yeah, and they're getting in the paint and they sort of get lost. They're 1-on-3. Move the ball.
Here we go.
Very calm, cool, collected, this young Abingdon Heights boys basketball team, and they have it to begin quarter number 3, trailing by just 4. 31-27. Jackson Danzig down low for Tinsley. Tinsley gets it out to Perkins, top of the key. Danzig right of the key. Danzig looks to penetrate. Now far side to Tinsley. Offensive foul. George, that's going to be his 4th. He's got to come out of the game. That's a killer for the Comets.
That's the right call. I mean, he put his elbow into and pushed him down. Johnson moved his feet perfect. I mean, he plays phenomenal defense.
Isaiah Wong back for the Friars in their green uniforms and the yellow trim on this. Yes, Monday evening. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Garner between the circles. Garner, left of the key. Top of the key, Peretta, Harry's son. Villanova women's coach. Ingraham, now Peretta. Oh, that's good. He wanted to shoot, but they came right out after him, and then he double dribbled. He couldn't get his shot off, and that's tremendous effort again by Abington Heights. Northeastern PA basketball.
Ingraham, Mike said it. Go ahead, Pete.
Excuse me, Ingraham. Ingraham had the ball down there real low near the basket, and he just passed it out. He's got to take that shot. No one's the size of him in there.
7 minutes to go, third quarter. Abington Heights out high, very patient. Kneeling. Right side, Malone. And they've got the score where they like it. They want to keep it in the 50s, 40s, and 50s, even though they are down by four here. Danzig, three ball. That's going to be off. No good. Battling for that rebound. And a great play by Derry saves it. Nealon far side. The Jameer Nelson floater is good by Jack Nealon with 8 points. These guys are just a pleasure to watch.
Yep.
Seen them over the years when we get a chance.
Great composure. Great composure by Abington Heights.
Playing without one of their big guys. 6'6", George Tinsley. Four fouls. 2-point lead for Bonner. Johnson right of the key. Ball deflected on the near side out of bounds by Abington Heights. They're always going to be competitive. The problem with District 2 in 6A and 5A, only one team goes to the state tournament. So you got a lot of competition up there to get through. And there's a steal in the inbounds pass, I thought, deflected, but picked up by Bonner. Garner, left wing corner, loses the ball. Possession arrow, tie-up, possession arrow stays with Bonner. How's this team, Abington Heights, against, like, compared to Allentown Central Catholic Quigs?
I think they're very similar. I mean, I think Allentown Central Catholic shot the ball a little bit better the other night than this team did, and they relied. This team's a little bit more scrappier. What Mike said is true. They're 10 times scrappy.
Kenny Bianchi, 43rd year overall, 772 wins. Johnson, right wing corner, out to Garner. Garner looks to penetrate, and he's bumped inside. Personal is going to be, I think, on Nealon. Jack Nealon, his second, I do believe.
It's going to be interesting to see how the fouls called in the second half are going to play into the game.
5:47 to go in the third. Two team fouls on the Comets. None yet on Bonner. It's a spin move to the basket. No, but a foul. Ajiri Johnson will go to the line, shooting to Rider University recruits.
And that's Pete's point. Get it down low. Let them develop. Let them try. And right there, I mean, it's a foul. You got to call something. But he tried to split them, too. I would have let that go. But I'm not a ref.
I don't know if I would have considered it a shooting foul.
Good, great point.
Johnson makes it. He's got 4 points.
That's a great point.
Jack Cuncannon. What a coach. Tremendous talent on this squad this year.
He's got a couple of real good assistants, Joe McGinnian and Billy Cass.
He misses it, and then Johnson picks up the offensive rebound. He misses the shot. Battling for the rebound. It's taken by Abington Heights. And Corey Perkins, 3-point lead for Bonner. The Comets can tie it up. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. Kneeling between the circles, guarded by Peretta. Far side, Malone. Between the circles, Derry. Top of the key, Danzig. Danzig trying to find a shot. Too much length in there. Forces it up. No, just too much. And a loose ball foul is going to be called on.
Well, Danzig was acting right there.
Danzig, the foul is on Danzig.
When Danzig let go of the ball, he fell.
And then Ingraham, they say, I guess, threw an elbow.
I think it was the momentum of him falling. Pete, what you say?
I think he shoved him.
Yeah.
Well, I saw an elbow hit his head.
Yeah.
So he got a technical.
So the foul is Danzig with a personal, but the technical.
It goes as a personal foul, too.
On Ingraham, that'll be his third, I believe.
Yep, they just put it up.
So Danzig at the line will be shooting two for Abington Heights, down by just three. 5:04 to go, third quarter. Danzig, first short, Rims out, no good. Got to try it again.
And Bonner got to feel very benefited. The Danzig has not gotten off yet. He just is.
I know.
2 points?
4 points.
Four.
One basket. Again, got it. Jackson Danzig with five. One of these teams will be in Chocolate Town, USA on Friday night at 8. Abington Heights gets the ball back. Down by just two. Far side, Malone. Right of the key to Perkins. Between the circles to Alex Derry, 6'1 senior. Big, strong kid. Top of the key, Danzig. There's your three ball for the lead. He's got it. Jackson Danzig. Crowd going wild here. Clark Summit, tiny town, north of Scranton. One-point lead, Abington Heights.
That kid is not giving up all night shooting. He's not shy.
Garner for three. Wide open three ball is short. No good. And that's the rebound, Abington Heights.
I can't tell you how big a mistake that is to start shooting threes for Fryer. Fryers just doesn't make any sense.
I agree, Mike. I agree.
Derry near wing. Derry gets it back from Perkins. Wong is guarding Nealon ball on the far side. Nealon saves it from going out of bounds. He's a wizard underneath the Perkins. Perkins gets it out wisely. Nealon for three. Up. No good. Tap. Yes! Jackson Danzig out of nowhere.
And it's the persistency, the effort, the resiliency of Danzig that's just kept himself going. He missed the first free throw, made the second. He sees it go down. Then he hits the three. Now he gets a huge tap in right in Ingraham.
3:52 to go in the third quarter. It's Abington Heights 35, Bonner 32 on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
35-32, three-point lead. Bonner is down, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Berman with Quigs, Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer, Pete.
Yeah, Dave, I just want to comment on all this run, the last 5 or 6 points with Tinsley on the bench. So when they're building up their lead with Tinsley on the bench, that's a great thing for Abington.
So it'll be Peretta to inbound for Bonner.
Great point, Pete.
This is small town America against the big bad boys from the Philadelphia Catholic League. We saw what the Newman Goretti girls did earlier to Dunmore, beating them by 25 points, advancing to the Triple A state final. Again, Newman Goretti girls. Here's Bonner back. Good timeout there by Coach Concannon. Peretta down low. Ingraham blocked two free throws. Tariq Ingraham. So I guess they're just going to keep going inside.
That's what they should do.
I would.
Makes sense.
You're either going to get the shot off or you're going to get fouled. Either way, you get your shots.
It's on Malone, his first. Mike Malone, 6'4 sophomore again. Defensive end, tight end, football team. Ingraham. The PA guy saying Ingram. Ingraham makes the first.
Plus, if they keep going down low, they're going to get Abington in foul trouble. And that'll even...
Right, yeah, right now, Pete, 5-1. You're 100% correct there.
Yeah, five fouls here already.
You got to keep going down low.
On Abington Heights. Ingraham, Tariq makes both. 35-34. Abington Heights now a little token pressure in the backcourt. Comets, one-point lead. Bring it across the timeline. And far side Perkins. Nealon near side. Double team. Somebody should be open for Abington Heights. It's amazing how they handle that ball. Unbelievable. It's Nealon. Far side Perkins. 3:13 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, Danzig. Looking for the back door. Can't find anything. Out high, far side, Perkins. Danzig right of the key. Danzig now to Nealon for three. Short. Rebound is taken by Ajiri Johnson. Big rebound right there. Here's Wong back.
Bonner's very beneficial. That kid has not gone on yet. He really made a three yet. He's has it right on line.
I wouldn't say this is Hoosiers, because Abington Heights is one heck of a team. Just two different worlds. Northeastern PA and They're sticking with that zone defense against Southeastern PA in the Catholic League. And Delco. Johnson, that's going to be a travel on the Friars. And a turnover. Back to the Comets.
Johnson knew it right away, but that's what gets you getting problems when you have your big guys handing the basketball. Shouldn't be there.
I think the Friars are a little shook. They didn't expect this game to be this close.
Neal on top of the key. Danzig. Jackson gets away high to Malone. Malone is letting them have it out there, running clock. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. And Bonner is content to just play back and not put any pressure on.
Last possession, they had a little half-court trap go, trying to pressure them.
Nealon, foul line Danzig, pull-up jumper, in and out. And the rebound is a tie-up possession arrow with Abingdon Heights. So Ingram, these guys are just, what more can you say about Abingdon Heights and especially another team from that area, Hazleton, tomorrow? I mean, it's a unique brand of basketball.
Yeah, and Malone, you got a ticker tap. Abingdon Heights had his hand in there and fought for it.
And a kick violation on Wong, and now the Friars starting to pick up the pressure. 1-point lead for the Comets.
And back so far, Abingdon Heights have handled the pressure pretty good.
Peretta out of the game. Sharif back in. The Comets from District 2. Big crowd here from their small hometown in Clark Summit. Danzig double teamed out high. And he almost a turnover, but deflected away. Ooh. And there is a turnover. And here come the Friars.
They have numbers.
Yes, they do. It's Wong. Foul line jumper. Wong is short. Battling for the rebound. Ajiri Johnson picks it up on the far side. Looks to penetrate. Offensive foul, I believe. It is. On Ajiri Johnson. No basket. The ball went in. That'll be his third. 1:26 to go. And that's a good call. We're in the third quarter.
And that's where you're going to look at problems. Pete's been talking about it. Go down low. And now these guys, if they get in foul trouble, Kincannon doesn't really have far to get down the bench for a bigger guy.
1:21 to go. Third quarter. Abingdon Heights with the ball, 1-point lead. 35-34. Pass underneath. Malone lays it up for two. Mike Malone. 6'4 sophomore. 3 points for Mike. Yeah. Check that. Four. And it's a 3-point lead for Abingdon Heights.
Yeah, Bonner could be in trouble if they're getting scores out of Malone. Okay?
Without Tinsley in foul trouble. They got to hit some three balls. There's a three from the left wing corner. No good. Wong battling for the ball. And a foul on Derry. That's going to be number six. Team foul number six. Good battle right there.
Yep.
I don't know about that call.
He went over his back, Dave. He did. He went over his back to get that ball. That's why.
Yeah. Well, he's going for the ball, though, on a rebound. I don't know.
3-point lead, Abingdon Heights. And Bonner's just not making shots. Somebody's wide open here. Top of the key. Left side, driving is Sharif to the basket. Blocked by Danzig, taken by Danzig to his teammates.
And Sharif would be better off looking to dump it to Ingram or Johnson right there.
Danzig across the timeline. Again, Jackson, 6'6", senior. Scranton University recruit, Division III. Getting it out high. They're playing, this is more than they played last year, Abingdon. Heights only played five kids. And a seven-footer out high, Perkins, and another kick violation is called on. And the Friars look frustrated. Listen, Sharif, it'll stay with the Comets. Checking
Rodriguez.
In, Garner, and Garner number 22. 37-34, Abingdon Heights. Ken Bianchi, 21 years here, the head coach. Danzig looks to drive. Shot partially blocked. Rebound on the floor. Taken by who? Taken at the buzzer by Bonner. And an elbow to one of the Abingdon Heights players down there. He's down is Perkins. And hopefully just the wind got knocked out of him. We get ready for the final 8 minutes unless we go overtime. State semifinal, 5A boys basketball. Unbelievable. It's Abingdon Heights 37 and Bonner 34 on DelcoHoops.com.
When disaster strikes your home or business, call CPR Restoration.
They employ highly trained staff who will guide you through every step of the recovery of your home or business with respect and compassion. It is their goal to make an overwhelming situation an easy experience. Call Brian Dunphy at 302-384-1629. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Get ready. We get ready for the fourth quarter. Dave Berman, along with Quiggs, the pride of Yadin, helping out the broadcast. He helped us get him some sponsors. Also, Mike Mayer and Peter Fulginetti. All right, Pete, here we go. What do you got for us as we get? It's 37-34 Abingdon Heights.
Yeah, we got some 18 rebounds for Bonner, six more in that quarter, but only three more by Abingdon. One more turnover by Abingdon for five, six turnovers for Bonner.
It'll be Bonner ball to begin the fourth quarter. They're in for a war.
Very low scoring third quarter.
Yep.
That's Abingdon Heights basketball. Ken Bianchi double teaming Wong, left of the key, looking down low for Ingraham, loses the ball. Stolen away, I think, out of bounds off of Abingdon Heights. Look at the hustle of these kids. And they're still doing this without George Tinsley, who had 12 points, got in foul trouble in the first quarter, got his fourth foul early in the third, and has been out for like at least 6-7 minutes, yep. And they've taken the lead.
Fryer's very fortunate to get the ball back there.
Matchup zone. Right wing corner. Getting it out high to Sharif. Sharif far side. 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Between the circles, Mahir Sharif. Left side, Rodriguez. Down low, Ingraham. Drives, layup is good. Number 32, Tariq Ingraham.
And there's Pete's game plan. He's talked to Quintana between the quarters.
This is going to be a grind it out fourth quarter.
I went
quarter.
In the locker room and told him to do that.
Abingdon Heights. 16 fouls. That could be a problem, though. Only two on Bonner. So Bonner, four fouls to give. And Abingdon Heights is just going to keep it outside and slow it up.
Abingdon Heights, you give them an A++++ for effort. It's phenomenal.
And you're playing right into their, if you're Bonner, you're right into their hands.
I don't think they have a choice.
Down low to the basket, off the glass. Blocked from behind by Wong. Not going to get a goaltending. Bonner back to the basket. That's going to be underneath that offensive foul or what? An offensive foul on Wong. There you go. Driving hard to the basket. The charge is taken. That unbelievable. That should have been a goaltending, I
absolutely
thought.
Yeah, he took it right off the rim.
Yep.
And then back comes Bonner. A chance to take the lead. Offensive foul. 37-36. 1-point lead. Abingdon Heights with the ball. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
And it's a simple rule there. You can't hit it before it hits the glass. He pinned it against the glass. Easy call they missed.
Now Bonner picking up the pressure. Length. Somebody should be open. This is a skilled Abingdon Heights team. You love this basketball. On the far side, Wong cannot make the interception. It is Perkins. Near side, Nealon. Nealon loses the ball. On the floor, foul. Look at the hustle by Abingdon Heights going after everything, but they commit a foul there. Wong's going to go to the line shooting one.
No, I think the foul's on Wong.
Oh, they're going to call it on Wong.
Yeah.
I think he
caught him with a leg on the way down or something. I didn't see the foul. But
all because of the hustle by Abingdon Heights.
Yeah, I actually saw it. I mean, I think it was ticky-tack, but you could have called that a foul the way they're calling the game.
In the backcourt.
And it's 6-14 fouls. Bonner with Abingdon Heights with six, Bonner only with four.
They get it to the top of the key. Abingdon Heights with the ball, 1-point lead, 37-36. This is the score they want. Danzig, right of the key. Left side, Nealon. He needs to make a shot. And it's like a give and go! It's an air ball, but picked up by Tinsley underneath on the semi-alley-oop, and he lays it in.
It's tournament time, NC State, Lorenzo Charles, baby.
That's right. That's what that was.
Tinsley back into the game. 3-point lead again for Abingdon Heights.
I think the Friars need a timeout. They need to regroup here.
Right side, if they can hit some three balls. Down low, lay it up, good enough foul. Ingraham is an animal. Four in the quarter, 11 for the game for the 6'9 junior. He can tie it with a foul shot.
It's simplicity at its best. I mean, Pete said this, dump it down low. The bounce pass is actually, Ingraham handled it very, very well.
Ingraham has a great touch at the foul line, too, man. This kid is yeah, obviously Division I recruit. Free throw, nothing but net.
Only a junior.
Yes, we are tied at 39. And I think Bonner, they want to run. They want to run, but this is it. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Abington Heights is right there.
It's a half-court, old-fashioned barn burner.
They play like Princeton, old-fashioned Princeton. Abington Heights with the ball, out high to their guards. A lot of length out there. Bounce pass, far side, top of the key. There's the give-and-go underneath Malone. Ball knocked almost out of bounds. Saved by Tinsley from going out of bounds. Tremendous hustle. Perkins left wing corner. Abington Heights stays with the rock. Perkins in trouble. Keeps control of the ball. Danzig, three ball. Yes! From the left wing corner by Jackson Danzig.
That huge guy has no fear. Whoever gets him at the next level in any sport is going to have a hell of a ball player.
His dad is Grant friend. University. There you go. That's where he's going. 3-point lead, Abington Heights. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The Bonner Friars, right of the key. Rodriguez down low, knocked out of bounds. These kids just give it their all. That's the way you need to play basketball.
Bertha Hershey on the line. And when I worked for the Valley Dogs, we had a guy from Scranton, Will Chandler, who played at Division II Missouri Quarter, right up there in the same neighborhood. Division II all-time leading scorer.
Out to Ingraham. Again, now for Abington Heights, can't commit fouls. You got 7 already. They lead by 3, though. Bonner with the ball. Rodriguez, Sharif, Ajiri Johnson, flips it off to Wong. The matchup zone, baby. Causing havoc. Bonner. They need a 3 to tie it. 4 minutes to go. Somebody's wide open in the corner. It's going to be a travel. It's causing this zone all kinds of issues. I've seen it many, many times before over the years, mostly when Abington Heights would play and Hazleton would play Chester. I've seen this.
I mean, for everything they called on it, the guy gets bumped, then he trips. It was just a shame, but it was a turnover.
Right now, 3-point lead. They got control of this game. They can handle the ball very well. They're going to have to cause some kind of turnovers. Bonner. Jackson Danzig left of the key. Left wing corner Tinsley. 3.5 to go. Flips it to Jackson Danzig. Far side Perkins. Between the circles Danzig. Excuse me. That's Tinsley. Far side Perkins. Tinsley throws it away. That's the kind of mistake you very rarely see. Wong is going to try it. Take it all the way to the basket. No, but a foul. And let's see who that's going to be on.
And they bailed out Wong there. He got a little bit too deep. He does have the athleticism to get it back up around the rim.
It's on Perkins, his third. Corey Perkins of Abington Heights, 25-3. Timeout, Jack Concannon, 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. The 5A state semifinals, boys high school basketball. It is a 3-point lead for Monsignor Bonner, DelcoHoops.com.
Since 1991, Sports Specialties in Clifton Heights has made your team or business look good. They offer full-service, high-quality screen printing and embroidery services. They can handle everything from your next sporting event to your next business meeting. Give them a call at 610-626-7131.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
3:13 to go. Bonner trailing by 3. It's Abington Heights 42 and Bonner 39. 2 free throws coming for Isaiah Wong. Again, 18 fouls on Abington Heights and 4 on Bonner here in the second half. I can't believe it. 3:13 to go. Only 39 points for the Friars.
And that's what I'm amazed at. They sort of lull you to sleep. This is what you guys have been saying all night. Bonner had 27 points at halftime. They only had 30. They had 4 points in the third quarter.
This is Wong's first point in the second half. Isaiah had 15 in the first half. 2-point lead Abington Heights. 1-point lead Abington Heights.
2 monster free throws. Because 3 points is almost... It's a big lead for Abington Heights against a team like Bonner who wants to go.
Comets coming back right to left. White uniforms, blue trim, 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. State semifinals. Abington Heights trying to become the first District 2 team to go since the state finals at the big school level since 93 in Hazleton, who beat Chester in that state semifinal. There's a push as Tinsley has the ball on the right wing. And a push foul on Mahir Sharif. Five team fouls. Bonner, 1 point lead. Abingdon Heights, 2:56 to go. Fourth quarter. Into the backcourt to Nealon.
They want to run clock.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. Well, it's a dangerous game to play.
Bonner has a foul to give possession arrow in favor of Bonner. Danzig in trouble. Reach in foul on Wong. His fourth. I have him for four fouls, Isaiah.
Well, that wasn't on one. I thought they showed 33 was the foul.
No, that's
21. Wong. Very right.
He reached in, but it was all ball. The ball was out there. That was a bad call.
I'm sorry. Possession arrow is with Abingdon Heights. They lead by 1 point and the ball. 2:43 to go. Fourth quarter. Winner goes to Hershey. 5A state final. Friday night, 8 o'clock, Giant Center. Danzig top of the key, guarded by Johnson. Danzig looking around, spins. Don't want to force anything. Gets it out high again to Nealon. Nealon between the circles. Way out high, almost a 5-second call. Pass, Malone laying up and in on the give and go. There it is, very simple basketball. Malone 6 in the game.
Yeah, he just hung in the corner and he waited for a spot and he came in.
Yep.
Coming up on 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout, Jack Concannon and Bonner. It is Abingdon Heights 44, Monsignor Bonner 41, 3-point lead, 2:06 to go in the game on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman back with you with Quigs, Mike Mayer, and Peter Fulgenetti. Fourth quarter, state semifinals, 5A level, six classes in PA. Six is the biggest, 44-41, three-point lead for Abingdon Heights over the Friars of Bonner. Again, Abingdon Heights, if they win, first big school from northeastern PA to go to the state final since Hazleton, who beat Chester in the state semifinals in 93. And here we go. Bonner does not want the same fate. It's Wong slowly back across midcourt, 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bonner in a tight spot, but they've been a few of them this year. Ingraham misses the short shot in the lane, knocked out of bounds, out of bounds off of the Friars back to Abingdon Heights. Scranton, suburban Scranton, Clark Summit. Now they're going to put the full court pressure
first
on.
Time all night. They have to do something. They got to try and speed up the game. Only a minute 50 left.
And they played right into their hands. Tinsley, they get it up to Danzig across the timeline, and they're just going to hope. They don't turn it over. Just across the timeline. Perkins out high. Far side, Nealon. 1:38 to go, fourth quarter. This is the final boys team left from Delaware County. Bonner. Nealon, top of the key. Now between the circles is Danzig. And a steal from behind. And a big-time play there by Ingraham. And Bonner can tie it with a three. They have not shot very well from the outside. Down to 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter. And there's a steal. A bad pass thrown by Sharif. Taken by the Comets. Abingdon Heights 3-point lead. 1 minute to go and a foul is going to be called on Rodriguez. 16 foul. Next one will put the Comets at the line. And Abingdon Heights did a lot of this without George Tinsley in the second half foul trouble.
This did put him at the line.
It is team foul number 7. So it is 1-1 here.
And the free throw shooting, it's going to decide the game now.
Absolutely. And Abingdon Heights, great free throw shooters. Nealon makes it.
Boy, he didn't even think about that. That just, talk about ice water in your veins. He just threw it up.
Jack Nealon with 9. 4-point lead, Abingdon Heights. Again, nothing but net.
And you still don't need a 3. You need a quick 2.
Well, I would drive to the basket and either draw the foul or get the shot.
Small town America with a 5-point lead. Abington Heights from suburban Scranton. Wong under the basket, reverse layup, good and a foul. Big bucket by Isaiah Wong. He has 4 in the quarter, 19 for the game. 47 seconds go fourth quarter. It's on Mike Malone, second.
Now, if he makes this, if I'm Kincannon, I'm trying to bait Malone and get him to pass him the basketball. They're not going to do it, but if they have to, and then foul Malone.
Wong misses the foul shot. Rebound, Tinsley. Abingdon Heights, 3-point lead, 42 seconds to go. The Comets, this is Danzig. That's not the guy you want to foul. And a kick violation is called on Ajiri Johnson. The ball will go to Abingdon Heights, stay with them. Fans not happy about that.
Did you see
call.
A kick? I didn't see a kick.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
okay.
Hit it right in the foot.
I thought his hand got it. Okay.
No, it was a foot.
They're saying, the other coach is saying it was a hand, but whatever. The call's the call. That's the way it goes.
Inbounding the ball in front of us. 36 seconds to go. Fourth quarter is Perkins. Into the backcourt, Danzig. Danzig across the timeline. Danzig, right wing corner. Danzig is going to be called for a travel.
Oh.
Could not get the timeout. The Friars of Monsignor Bonner get a break, and they get the ball back. Do you go for three or two?
You go for what you can. I would go for the two, I think.
I'm looking for a three.
And hope for the foul. You're going to look for a three?
46 to 43. The exact type of score Abingdon Heights loves to have. Wong to the basket. Up, no. Followed by Johnson. Misses the dunk.
He
walked.
There's
a pass underneath and a foul. Driving to the basket. Rodriguez fouled by Tinsley.
Well, Rodriguez took four steps. He's lucky he got away with
that. Yeah, that could have been a travel call. But nonetheless, with 15.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter,
they're going to have to foul. If, depending on what he does with the shots, well, regardless of what he does with the shots, they have to foul immediately. And
Rodriguez at the line shooting two for Bonner. Oh, got it.
See, that's why I would have, hopefully they would maybe get Peretta loose, isolated by himself, and Wong, they
2-point lead, yeah. 2-point lead Abingdon Heights. Again, Rodriguez. Up. Good.
I thought that was going to be short.
Timeout. Jack Kincannon, let's keep it right here. 15.8 seconds go in the fourth quarter. It is Abingdon Heights 46, Bonner 45, a 1-point lead.
Could we turn on, turn the pause thing on for TiVo so I can go use the bathroom real quick? Right. No, I guess we can't do that. All right, now this has been a thriller. I'll tell you, Quiggs, I understand what you're saying. I think it could go either way. I mean, I think if he had gone up and dropped that shot and got the foul, there's his three-point shot, and it's a much cleaner way to get that three-pointer,
but,
in my opinion.
Yeah, but with what you were thinking, what Juan's thinking, 27 seconds he got in the lane, he makes that shot, there's 25 seconds left,
right.
Then you foul. You're
right.
Extending the game. There are
right.
More possessions. I just wanted the three there. Sometimes you're greedy, but you take what they give him. Wong had that shot.
I just think your 3-point's been so off so much of the night.
Absolutely. Peretic is deadly, though, when he's by himself. He gets in trouble. The one play we saw earlier got blocked, and he turned into a travel.
Your Bonner, you got to foul immediately here. Stop the clock. Even if they make their foul shots, you can come down and tie it with a three. You got to foul immediately.
Inbounding ball number 14, Drew Neal and 6'1 junior.
And you notice Malone's not on the floor.
Passes it on the baseline. They can do that.
They're not fouling. They're not
fouling.
Perkins,
13 seconds ago. They better foul it quickly. 10 seconds to go. And there's a foul in the backcourt.
They wasted 7 seconds.
And the personal is on Sharif. So going to the line, shooting 1-1. Here we go again. Very similar situation. Second round game. Chester was down by one. 1-1. Abingdon Heights missed it. And then the Chester ball player came all the way back to the basket. We thought it was, and he missed the 1-point win.
Neal looks like one of them kids.
Dave, when that ball came in, he should have been fouled within 1 second. It was 15 seconds. Now there's 9.7. They wasted 5 seconds. That could be the difference in this ball game.
Here we go. What a difference a week makes. Got it. Nothing but net for Mr. Clutch. Jack Neal, and they got some baby face kids out there.
Yeah. He looks like a kid who stayed in an hour after hour, night after night, in the darkness, shooting free throws and shots all night in his backyard.
And he, nothing but net. And Bonner needs a three to send it to overtime.
Again, I would.
8 seconds. Here we go. Across the timeline is Wong. Wong for three in the tie. It's short. 1 second to go. And a foul. Clock foul. Wait a minute. The game's still going.
That's
they got Hershey
foul.
Kisses. They got to be careful here. Oh, man. Because Abington Heights kids are coming off the bench. They can't call a technical, can they? I'm really confused of what they threw Hershey Kisses on.
I think they're going to call a technical.
There was a foul. That would be
A terrible way to
absolutely
have this game go. You can't call a technical on the fans. It was done in joy.
Coming off the court.
There's no time on
Let's
the
see
clock.
What. Well,
they could go back.
There should be 1 second, though, on the clock.
Okay.
There should be about a second. So we have a 3-point lead for Abington Heights over Bonner. There was a foul call. Was it on the shot?
No, they called a block, but I don't know. There was 9-tenths of a second. I think Mike, you were saying, or Pete, you were saying it was 1 second left.
Yeah, yeah, give or take.
But I'm not even sure if it was on Bonner or Abington Heights.
Wow, we're just waiting to see what they're going to do here.
I thought Rodriguez had the ball.
Well, now, one thing they got to do, there's about 150 Hershey Kisses on the floor here.
Yeah, they're going to have to get
them off now.
The broom. I'll do it.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
This would be just a horrible thing to happen to Abington Heights. It looks like they're going to call technical foul.
They're real stringent upon the rules. It's a shame, but
yeah, but this doesn't make it. I mean, this is a rule that should be said. Look, exuberance of the fans.
Exactly.
They're looking at the clock. They're just reacting to the clock.
All right, personal foul, Jackson Danzig. Bench technical foul.
And Mike, your point's 100% correct, 110%. You don't want a game decided by the fans.
Well, particularly when it's not done out of spite. I mean, if this had been done because, you know, you want to try to change the outcome of the game, you're looking at the clock, it says zero, you're winning, you've won the game, and the kids and the fans got exuberant. That's really when you should pass on the whole situation and say, look, there's no technical here. They thought the game was over. Now, if there was 5 seconds left and they did that, then I would see the technical because now you're just delaying the game.
So 3-point lead. Bonner will go to the line shooting. They're going to be shooting four foul shots.
Yeah,
they
can
the
double
take
bonus.
The lead here.
Yeah,
Bonner down by three, 48-45.
And that's the other factor for the refs. The fact that this could decide the outcome of the game is also makes it wrong. I mean, this will go down as the Hershey Kiss win. That doesn't make any sense.
You're right.
Well, for the radio, there's referees over here talking to us. Broadcast. So, two shots for Peretta. Bench technical foul. Yeah.
Even though the clock said zero, and that's what the fans are reacting to.
Yeah, we're getting the explanation.
Your call. You're the ref. Thanks.
We're getting the explanation right over here. Four foul shot attempts. Here's Peretta. So he can make it a 1-point game. They need to make three of four, Bonner, to tie it. 1 second to go. Peretta, good. Coach's son, Harry, women's coach at Villanova. I mean, that is not easy to do. He makes both.
No, it's not.
That's
so
why,
now,
again, I was saying get him isolated open for the three.
Technical foul. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Another guy who spent hours upon hours.
At 48. This is unbelievable. This is absolutely unbelievable. He misses it. He had.
And that's the basketball gods.
You know what? Yes.
That's the basketball gods.
Yes.
We're probably looking in overtime.
48-48. And it's going to be Bonner ball, obviously. 1 second to go. Timeout on the floor. And we will keep it right here. Again. Can Mike? Can you tell us what just happened right there while we catch our breath?
Well, it came down in the last second. Bonner took a shot. There was a foul on the floor, a blocking foul, which gives you two shots. That wouldn't have won the game. However, the fans saw zero on the clock, according to what the fans are seeing, Abington won. They throw chocolate kisses, which is a traditional thing to do. The ref came over and explained to us that's a technical foul for interfering in the game. It's a bench foul, and I understand the logic behind it, but this was done to this was through no error of the fans. They read the clock and reacted to it. What could you have done to stop it? I don't know what you could do. Even if you held up your hand and say, don't. If anything goes on the court, then
there's a play. Here we go. 1 second to go. Bonner with the ball. They can win it in regulation here. It is a three ball at the buzzer from straight away. No good. Wide to the left. And that was put up by Donovan Rodriguez. We are going overtime in one of the most bizarre. I've been in broadcasting, seems like forever, 40 years. And this is an absolute bizarre as we go to overtime, tied at 48, the state semifinals, 5A basketball, 48-48, DelcoHoops.com.
For most people, purchasing a home will be the single largest investment they will ever make. Kevin Kincannon of RE/MAX Mainline can help you make that investment. With convenient offices in Paoli, Westchester, and Phoenixville, they list and sell homes in Chester, Montgomery, and Delaware counties. Kevin is a Bonner alumni class of 76. Call Kevin at 484-744-3532. Good luck, Jack Kincannon and the Friars team.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We are headed to overtime, state semifinals, 5A boys basketball. Winner goes to Hershey, 8 o'clock state championship Friday night. Abingdon Heights, 48, and Monsignor Bonner, Philadelphia Catholic League, 48.
Wow.
You really have to, Abingdon Heights has to push. What just happened? Put it in the rearview mirror and forget about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We can talk about it, but the kids have to absolutely forget about it.
A lot of times you see teams, they don't recover from that. They're worried about just what happened instead of what's in front of them.
Four-minute basketball game.
And a berth to the Hershey is on the line for both teams.
4 minutes for overtime. Winner takes all.
Wow. Jump ball. Danzig and Ajiri Johnson. 10 team fouls on Abington Heights. 8 on Bonner. Bonner wins the tip. Rodriguez, top of the key. Rodriguez, far wing, Wong. Peretta, top of the key for 3. Back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, but stolen away. On the floor, then take it back by Bonner. Wong, the floater, is no good. Short. Wong, offensive rebound. And they better get out of the lane. Bonner. 48-48, 3:20 to go in the first overtime. Unbelievable. Abington Heights from Northeastern PA, Scranton. Crazy, crazy finish. Read all about it tomorrow, DelcoHoops.com.
Or listen to the game on archive.
Right. Matthew DeGeorge right next to us, Delco Times. Wong left of the key. Looks to penetrate. Wong loses the ball. Picked up by Jackson Danzig. And he keeps control. He's like has it on a string. Danzig, top of the key. And then Abingdon Heights has control now with the ball. Tie game, 48-48. Nealon between the circles. This is an experience everybody in this building will never, ever forget. Unbelievable. Bethlehem. Pull-up jumper, Tinsley. No good. In and out. Rebound, Ingraham.
That caught the front, the back, and then rolled out. It was a soft shot.
Bonner coming back. Peretta, far wing. Left of the key, Rodriguez. Down to 2:17 to go. A scoreless overtime. Bonner gets a break. To send it to overtime. There's another bad pass and a steal. Tinsley knocks it away.
Two turnovers, one shot for Bonner in overtime.
Johnson with the turnover. Back come the Comets, right to left. White uniforms, blue trim. Looking for the back door. Danzig, top of the key. Now Perkins, far side. Top of the key, Danzig. Danzig, Tinsley, wide open three, but does not take it. Decides to go to the basket. No, but a foul. Hard move by George Tinsley, fouled by Ingraham.
Ingraham had to do that. He had to go after him because he was wide open otherwise for the shot. Better to foul him and take the chance.
I think Tinsley was going to try and dunk it there.
Still can't believe how Bonner got this game to overtime. Wow.
Yeah, that'll be something we'll be talking about.
He's 6'5", too.
Two shots, Tinsley. makes it. Nothing but net. Ken Bianchi is the head coach of Abington Heights, 43rd year. I'm sure he's never seen anything like this. I don't think anybody has. We'll get to that when we get a chance. Makes both. Now Abington Heights up by 2, 50-48.
1 minute, 36 seconds.
In overtime. Rodriguez coming back. Jack Concannon, head coach of honor. Peretta, right of the key. Still in that, just that really tough defensive structure right there. Peretta, Rodriguez left of the key now. Top of the key. Peretta thinking about the three. Got the long arms on him of Danzig. 1:11 to go. Driving to the basket. Now it is down low for Ingraham and out of bounds off of Ingraham on the pass by Johnson.
Boy.
1:05 to go in overtime.
Overtime. They've had three possessions, three turnovers, and have one shot off.
Yeah, Ajiri Johnson has five turnovers now.
Two-point lead, Abington Heights with 1 minute to go. They went in state quarterfinals last year, got by Chester in double overtime. So they're used to this pressure. 53 seconds ago, Danzig top of the key. They're going to want to get fouled. Just can't turn the ball over, and they have it to Danzig between the circles. 45 seconds to go. First overtime, two-point lead, Abington Heights. It is a layup and in by George Tinsley all the way to the basket. And Bonner,
great body control. Can't say much about much more than that. Great body control.
It is Peretta for three. Up short, no good. Peretta follows his own shot. Tripped up, travel. Peretta back to...
Yeah, they got a foul now.
Back to Abington Heights with 20.6 seconds to go in the first overtime. Abington Heights by 4, 52-48. Timeout. Legendary head coach Kenny Bianchi and the Comets. Got to keep it here.
All right,
we got here in regulation play. Bonner had a chance. They needed a three to tie the game, 48-45. Wong came down, missed a three. Ball rolled into the left wing corner, was picked up by a Bonner player, Peretta, and he went up for a shot. He was fouled, but he was blocked on the play. They called a blocking foul. The clock struck zero. The fans from Abington Heights threw Hershey kisses all over the floor.
This is going to be known hashtag, the Hershey Kiss overtime game.
Technical foul against, even though really there should, well, you can't do that. You can't do it. So...
Well, the fans didn't do it. The fans threw candy onto the court based on no time left in the game.
Right.
That's my issue
with
this.
Saw zeros up there.
So
yeah.
Peretta went to the line, four foul shots. He could have won the game for Bonner. He made three or four.
To me, if the fans are guilty of throwing the chocolate when there's game still on, then the game's over because you're saying that it doesn't make any sense.
So he makes three of four, 48-48. And then Bonner misses a three at the buzzer. We go overtime. Now Abington Heights in control by four. 20.6 seconds to go in the overtime, and they have the ball. Foul off the ball is going to be called on Garner.
And Abington Heights is asking for an intentional.
Why not?
Yeah.
Northeastern PA, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre basketball, District 2.
And they fouled the wrong kid.
And if Hazleton,
yeah, right.
if Abington Heights pulls this out, then Hazleton can make it a double tomorrow at 6A. They play Lincoln out of the Philadelphia Public League. Still time to go here. But free throws, nothing but net. Jack Nealon, 5'11 junior. And Abington Heights has a lot of kids back next year. 5-point lead. For the Comets.
Yeah, they have five juniors. A lot of them play. They have five seniors. They have a little bit more experience than Bonner.
Again. I mean, nothing but twine.
Boy, unbelievable.
Two free throws. 6-point lead. They need a three badly, Bonner. And there is a three ball straight away by Donovan Rodriguez. Cuts it to three. First points in the overtime for Bonner. Timeout 13.5 seconds ago in the first overtime. It's 54-51 in favor of Abington Heights.
54, Bianchi, head coach of Abington, he just switched to took Malone out for free throw shooting. So I'm just imagining the kid looks like a big guy. He probably plays line in football.
Yeah, he is a.
He's probably not much of a shooter.
Defensive end and tight end is Malone in football.
But I think he's 3 of 3 from the field tonight with 6 points.
6 points. So in this quarter.
Well, so with 13 and a half seconds, Abington to take the ball. They got to get fouled immediately, take their shots. Boy, it's uphill fight for Bonner, no doubt.
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
Yoni can hope to extend the game. Pete talked about the other game, in the fourth quarter, 15 seconds. They didn't get fouled until 9.5 or 9.7. You got to foul as fast as possible.
I think they need some more Hershey Kisses.
Well, we'll see.
I think the fans are going to wait till the refs call this game before they start throwing candy on the ground again.
So Abington Heights has the ball. Drew Nealon to inbound. And they get it. On the sideline, get into Perkins, now to Danzig, and he's fouled by Garner. Danzig's played every minute.
It's better than Nealon to me. I don't know exact free throw percentages. This kid's a gamer, though. I mean, when you told me, you said scrapper times 10, they're just tough.
I'll tell you, the difference in watching body language between the two teams has been at no time did Abington ever seem to be out of sorts. They're playing the game. Bonner, there were times when they're like, what is going on here? And I think you're seeing that as it comes down to the wire, and he makes another free throw.
Danzig.
They're used to controlling the game, Bonner, and Abington Heights sort of controlled the game in a slowdown manner.
Yep.
And Abington just is so good with passing the ball. They just know exactly where to pass it. Their players are always in the right position.
Again, both made by Danzig in the game I have him for 15. Another timeout. On the floor, we'll take a break, okay? 11.7 seconds to go in the first overtime. 5-point lead for Abington Heights on DelcoHoops.com.
Monday, happy days.
Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or simply a dessert, you won't find a better deli meal than Jem's Deli in Springfield. Great homemade food without the effort and home of the world-famous chicken salad. Jem's is open 7 days a week. They have catering services as well. Right on Woodland Avenue in Springfield. Give them a call at 610-394-9067. Or better yet, visit them today.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
It is Bonner ball. They're down by 5-10 seconds to go here in overtime. 56-51, a three ball, no good. Tinsley's going to take it all the way to the basket, bring it out, and Abington Heights from District 2, Northeastern PA, Suburban Scranton, Clark Summit, advances to the PIAA State Championship for the first time in program history. Congratulations to them, longtime head coach Kenny Bianchi, as it is the Comets beating Bonner from the Philadelphia Catholic League, 56-51 in an overtime epic that'll be talked about forever. Abington Heights improves to 26-3. They will move on Friday night, 8 o'clock, Giant Center in Hershey against Mars. The Mars Planets from suburban Pittsburgh came back, beat Milton Hershey tonight, 62-61. Mars features Notre Dame recruit Robbie Carmody. But Abington Heights will not be scared of anybody. We'll be back with a post-game show following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Since 1991, Sports Specialties in Clifton Heights has made your team or business look good. They offer full-service, high-quality screen printing and embroidery services. They can handle everything from your next sporting event to your next business meeting. Give them a call at 610-626-7131.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here, post-game show, in One for the Ages again. Final score in overtime. Your final score, Abington Heights from District 2, Scranton 56, Monsignor Bonner, the Friars, 51. Overtime. Monsignor Bonner here in the state semifinals, closing out the year 25-5. And Abington Heights, first ever trip to the PIAA state tournament. They are now 26-3. They'll play Mars from suburban Pittsburgh. Hey, Jackson Danzig, because I know that we have a lot of people, even though we are DelcoHoops.com, we are getting a lot of listeners from Scranton, all over the world, actually. Jackson, Scranton University recruit. I don't think you've ever been part of a game like this in many ways.
No, nothing like this intense. We had to overcome a lot of obstacles in this game, and we persevered. Our team's great. We just never gave up, and we knew we could win this game right from the beginning as long as we did our game plan, just boxed out, limited to one shot, and we did great. Everyone played great today.
You play every minute. How do you feel?
Like I can play another game.
There you
man.
Go. Oh, you're 17, 18 yeah. years old. Yeah, go ahead, Quiggs.
Phenomenal, relentless. I mean, that's a tough team you just beat. And you
thank you.
You've great composure. I mean, do you think your football athleticism translates over to basketball?
I actually played soccer. I was a soccer goalie. George Tinsley played football. He was our quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, you just never give up on these type of games.
Now, how about 24, the kid that got hurt for you, how tough was that to overcome?
Yeah, Trey Kohler.
Yeah, he was third or second leading scorer. I mean, it really hurts a lot to lose someone like that, and he's a great player. But he always hung around. He was in there with us. He would support us. He was a great leader off the court, and he followed us everywhere.
When the chocolate hit the ground, and you see the technical, what were you thinking?
You just start praying right there. You hope the kid misses the free throws.
And that didn't
happen. You don't really know what's going on, but the kid missed, and we're sincerely grateful for it.
I know Northeastern Pennsylvania basketball. I've been following basketball forever, and I've seen especially Hazleton, you guys, against Chester. Just unbelievable games, down to the wire. Now Bonner gets to see it, and, I want to ask him, Jackson, about that style of basketball. Hazleton, you'll be pulling for them tomorrow to go to the state final. What is it about that style of basketball? How are you guys taught up there? I mean, it goes back many, many years.
Just true grit. I mean, we're all raised to be tough kids and to never give up and just treat everything like it's your last, because you never know when it will be your last. So we're out there every day just living life and just enjoying it and playing hard as possible.
First appearance for a district in the big school bracket in the state final since Hazleton in 93.
Years.
Yeah, beat Chester.
What were you doing in 93?
I wasn't born yet.
And then Hazleton can make it as, again, two teams tomorrow. They got to win. But now you play Mars. You're worried about that. Rob Carmody. I don't know if you know Rob. I mean, he's a Notre Dame basketball recruit, so you'll see him from Pittsburgh. They beat Milton Hershey by 1 point tonight.
Oh, wow.
So, I love the post-game interviews. I think it's great.
But let him go take a shower.
Let me just say good luck. Good luck,
thank
Friday
you.
Night.
Thank you
good
very much. Thank you for having me.
We'll be pulling
Friday.
For you, brother. Thank you. Jackson
care.
Danzig, Scranton University recruit. There you go, baby. Again, Abington Heights wins it 56-51 in just an incredible game. And, Mike, we'll just – Pete, what do you got? Stat-wise.
Yeah, we'll finish up with little stats here. On the rebounding, Bonner had 22 rebounds for the game, 7 of them off the offensive glass. Abington had 21, only 6 off the offensive glass. One of the biggest things for Bonner was the 12 turnovers, 5 by Ajiri Johnson, 3 of them in the last quarter, and I think that was a big difference there. 12 turnovers and only 7 turnovers for Abington.
All right, and Dave, do you have you want to give out scores real quick for the game?
Well, let's see here. We have, we had Isaiah Wong is the big story here. 19 points, but just 4 in the second half for Bonner.
Turned the page the other night. He had 18 in the second half.
Yep.
Tonight, only 4.
And, the foul shots made by Jack Nealon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the fourth quarter and overtime together. Nothing but twine. And then George Tinsley, foul trouble. And Abington Heights survives, wins it 56-51 overtime. And I'm pulling for them on Friday night, 8 o'clock, Giants Center.
All right. You say goodnight?
That's it, ladies and gentlemen, for Quiggs and Mike Mayer and Peter Fulgenetti, Brenda G., my wife, helping out. Final score, state semifinals, 5A, Abington Heights 56, Monsignor Bonner 51 overtime, DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.